This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Kevin Sheehan Show. DOC, DHN, and you guys and gals are so creative on X, where you have the coach on a yacht. You have him all over the country. Predominantly, he's either on a yacht or he's on a golf course or he's in some foreign country. I love the image that you have. April is here, and with the springtime weather, it's important to have quality windows. If yours won't open to let the fresh air in, won't seal tight to keep out the pollen and bugs, or have been leaking water all winter, it's time that you talk to the experts at Window Nation. This is DOC, in for Kevin Sheehan. For our friends at Window Nation, right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two windows free. And there's no limit to how much you could save. Plus, you'll also save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. Window Nation windows come with a lifetime warranty. They can be installed in one day or less with proven quality and service. When you buy from Window Nation, you can trust assured you'll be getting affordable windows that meet or beat the ones from the national brand names. Don't miss out on your chance to afford quality windows with an unlimited buy two. Get two free plus zero interest or payments for 24 months. You can't afford to wait. It's easy. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free home estimate. Heavy metal. Get you a few window studs. I mean, I know you be playing that guitar awful loud. Couple of those things shatter. I got you back. We can get you hooked up. I got a shout out to Sports Grumpy. I mean, Raymond Dean, Rev T, and Wallace, who said NELL_BTP, whatever that means, says equals a round mound of radio. I'll leave you that to you. James CB, he says he thinks the coach is out on the yacht. I love the creativity, man. We've got some listeners that really, well, first of all, they're engaged. They know their host. They know Sheehan. Nobody ever has Sheehan out fishing. Have you noticed that?
I guess that's not something he does. I don't know.
Well, he's either scuba. No, he's always at a golf. He's at an exotic place. You know, he's always doing something really high profile. He's never just doing things that the rest of us do.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, have you noticed that? I mean, right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm not saying any. All I'm saying is that wouldn't you like to have the perception that Coach Sheehan lives by? I mean, think about it. If I asked you right now, what do you think Coach Sheehan had for lunch? What do you think? What comes to mind?
I'm sure it was something good. I'm sure you're probably having, you know, some sort of steak or just some sort of nice something,
exactly.
You know?
First thing comes to your mind, I think Kobe. I don't think steak. Kobe beef.
But you don't think he's got fillet. The Wagyu? He's not doing Wagyu today.
Wagyu, fillet, mignon. You know, it's never, I don't, you ever think of him at a fast food place?
Never. He's not stuck in that drive thru ever.
And I can hear him right now. Stop it. Oh, God, I love him. He's the best. And who knows, man? And to have both of them, he's turned Denton also into like a mega. He's a mega star in development. Yeah, he really is. 301-230-0980 on the BetQL listener line. I know this is not easy for people to deal with. We got Smoking Al Koken coming up at high noon.
Smoking!
Unbelievable. Yeah, Smoking Al Koken. It is, and G from the shop, stop it, man. Stop it. I don't even have to tell you what G from the shop just posted on X as to what he thinks Kevin is doing right now on a day off, and I do not believe that that is the case. But I do believe that it's what G thinks that is going on. It is amazing. What are you looking forward to, Metal, other than your next concert, from a sports standpoint?
Well, Caps playoff hockey. I mean, right
there
now,
that's
the
Saturday,
big one. Yeah.
Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Appointment viewing. President's Cup. Really don't. In every other sport, the top seed has weight. The one thing that these guys, Locker, May, Koken, Beninati, all of them have taught me. I mean, you can just listen to Grant Paulson. Grant, I'm going to tell you what, man. Grant's standing on his head, too, because he did a lead-in yesterday. He was on 30 minutes before he was doing overtime. He was throwing acid. I mean, he breaks this thing down. He is a legitimate puckhead. And I love it, man, because it really is. And I encourage it, you know, just saying, look, man, if you like speed and violence and the uncertainty of controlling the puck, have you ever been on ice?
I used to play hockey when I was younger, yeah.
You know what I was going to say?
Hockey. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see you out there. You'd be frightening. I don't know who in the hell would venture to get in front of you. I mean,
I was a really good shooter and stick handler. I played right wing a lot because everybody used to fight over doing the face-offs, and I didn't care. I just wanted more ice time, so I always played right wing. Yeah. So I got to play more and shoot more. That was really what I wanted to do. I didn't care about face-offs. So
yeah, Wilson, I love seeing him, although he's had a couple of very questionable high stick moves that have cost him time, cost the team, suspension. I love him. I love the big physical. That's why I like Alan May, Scotty Stevens. I mean, guys, Rod Langway. All my favorite guys are goons, are guys who can skate, but they'll knock the fire out of you. Let's get to the BetQL listener line, 301-230-0980. Appreciate your patience. And it's always good to start off with one of the original canines. Lap, welcome to the Sheehan Show.
Hey, what's up, Doc? How's it going, man?
Hey, man, I'm in this, you know, the Sheehan studio. It has, you know, crystal. It's got porcelain. I mean, it's not like the rest of our studios. His is elegant.
Oh, he big time, man. You already
oh,
he,
no
he
question.
That's, you know,
no question.
I told him. I said the junkies be acting like they king around here. Nah, it's Sheehan, man, all the way, man. He's the GOAT.
No. Listen, though. They got some clout too now. Don't sleep on that.
Group. Nah, I ain't sleeping okay. on them. But you know, okay.
Let's just say this.
I just
it takes four of them.
Years, man.
Four of them He's a one-man band.
To carry that weight. Yeah, to carry that weight. Yeah. Man, I was calling, man, about – I'm happy for the Caps, man. I know you probably been talking to Rooster and Grant and all them, and I can't –
Oh, yeah, we got – hey, man, we have – we got Dracula coming on at high noon.
Oh.
Smoking
yeah,
out.
I can't wait to smoking out Coken, man. I can't wait. That's going to be a good interview. I know he's pumped up, too. But I'm happy, man, because I don't know how much longer we're going to have with this Ovechkin situation, so – I just think we just embrace it and enjoy it, man, while we still got it, man. And, you know, I told you the other day I was upset about the draft with Angel Reese.
Yep.
And
what do you – you said you were upset. The local team.
Yeah, I wanted her, man.
But you wanted her
for
buzz?
Well, we needed
did you want her for ticket sales?
Well, a star power, man, because here's the thing. If we're not going to build a team to contend, then we need to at least have a superstar, something that can get some seats in the building, man. You know, that we something we can enjoy, because I don't know what they're doing. And we miss Wembanyama with one ping pong ball away, but our dumb self want to beat Boston last year. And we should have been tanking last year, because this draft is really not that good. So hopefully we can get a diamond in the rough somewhere. But I just want to get this kid, Jalen Daniels, man, and I probably will feel much better, Doc. So we'll see. But I'm disappointed in my Washington sports team, especially the four major sports, man. The tide's got to change. It's got to be something happening.
Wait a minute, Slim. Did you not see the Nationals out at Chavez Ravine yesterday? You disappointed in what Davies boys just did?
Well, I mean, I like the Nats, but I ain't as big on them as I am the other three of the major sports. Of course,
don't
I was
sleep
happy
on it.
For no, well, of course, I was happy for them winning the championship, because I'm a DC native, so I pulled for my Washington team. But I just ain't into it like that. I'm gonna tell you, if the Wizards ever win a chip and the Commanders get another ring, I'm gonna be really, really happy. You gonna see me to the 10th power. You know, the Wizards is my favorite team in this area, so I'll be on cloud nine. They win a chip one day, man. But I'm just hoping, man, the tide contains, Doc. That's all I want.
I feel you. Well, Lap, you got to understand, man, you were the furthest behind the eight ball. And now I think if you look at it, at least you're not regressing. If you've done nothing else, you've stopped the bleeding.
Yeah.
Because you was going to tap out. You were going nowhere. You hire a coach that we all respected as a defensive-minded coach, and you couldn't stop a nosebleed. You know, you couldn't stop a nosebleed. So
yeah,
that's my whole point. And so at that point, you got to say to yourself, I think you're better off now, and you're going to have a different program. You're going to have a different system. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate the phone call.
See whoever's in. All right, Doc.
All right. Good deal. 301-230-0980 on the BetQL listener line. And let's go to Little on two. Little, welcome.
Doc,
Team 980.
Legend. Shout out. Yeah, Doc, legend. Shout out to your man, Chris, man. Hey, look, Doc, that way in, you talk about the way in, they go all the way back to club football, man. We had to get weighed in on Friday. I played 175. I'm gonna throw a coach name out there, because you just off the phone with Coach Sneed. Coach Sneed, coach at number 11 Boys Club in Southeast. But look, his adamant thing was he was a hell of a boxing coach. He used to call a lot of boxing fights over D.C. Army. Coach Sneed, and we had a defensive coach, horse camp, ex-Marine, D.C. police cop. You had to make weight in on Friday to play Saturday. That go all the way back to club football. But look, let me shout out, because I was telling your man, Chris, what I see Doc on tape, and I'm going to keep it real when I say this, off schedule, my man struggled a little bit, Drake May. But look, he do complete some pass, but it's a very low percentage. And I'm going to tell you what is hindering him. He keep his head down on off schedule plays. One thing I like about Daniels, all the time, Doc, the kid keep his head up on every time. Off schedule plays, because you know what he's doing, he's surveying the field. And what I was told back in club football, and it came back to fruition, in the Ravens game. You can have a happy feet quarterback. That's what Snead used to call in the pocket. Happy feet quarterback don't win no games unless you control the line of scrimmage. That's what, hey, look, dog, 40 years later, I see it happen to your man Lamar. Lamar and them in the Ravens. That's why they couldn't win that game. They couldn't control the scrimmage. I don't care how much they ran them, but you can't. You got a happy feet quarterback, dog. You got to control the line of scrimmage. You got, and that's the good omen about a happy feet quarterback. And that's why they went out and got that big boy Henry. But that's what I'm saying about Daniels. I look at his off schedule plays, dog. His head is always up. That's a good omen, dog. You know, you got bad omens and you got good omens. And look, one other thing, dog. I know you don't like me taking it back in the past, but look, you in the top five, man, as legendary all-time blocking tight end, man. You in the top five, Doc. I reminisce on that, man. Hey, look, God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
Appreciate it, Lil. You got to look through the front window, not the rear view. Otherwise, you'll be stuck on the side of the road. Appreciate that. 301. No, you know, Lil stay in the past. No, hey, look, man, you got to do you. Some people live in that rear view. I think you got to look forward, but you do you. 301-230-0980 is the number. Heavy Metal is doing his thing. It's going to be that shout out to Coach Snead at Number 2 Boys Club. Little things. Do you remember, is there a youth coach? Oh, no question? Oh, man. Oh, royalty today here on Team 980. This is almost like reunion here. Rev T.
See, Doc, when you talk about the canines, you got to call in the heavyweight, the big dog, the showstopper, the ooh, wobble, wobble. Hold on, let me box for a minute. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's going on, Doc? I love you so much, man.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something, man. It is so nice to have the gang back together. And the original K9 group who understand what this is all about. And Sports Grumpy, Raymond Dean, Wallace, James CB. They out there, man. They're everywhere. And once the word starts traveling, and they don't give out, they don't give up, and we just wait, man. And I do believe that we've at least stopped the free fall. Where are we going?
And what
we've
believe,
stopped the free fall. Yeah.
You cut them names. You cut Red Lou Jonesy's. You know what I'm talking about? Toothpick. Yep. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You cut them. You cut them. What they bleed, Doc?
Burgundy and gold.
Whether they white, black, yellow, or brown, if you cut them, what they bleed, dog?
Burgundy and gold.
Whether they be male or female, when you cut them, what they bleed, dog?
Burgundy
right
and
now,
gold.
I mean, it's a new era, you know, and I ain't talking about no Saints, but oh, when the Commanders come marching in, guess what? I want to be. I want to be in that number. Oh, when the Commanders come marching in, because they marching right now, dog. Can't you hear the footsteps? You can hear the footsteps in the wee hours, in the way hours of the night. They marching from the young to the old, from the old to the young. Believe, Doc. I feel it. I feel it in the egg, Doc. I smell it in the egg. Guess what, Doc? I drink it in the Hennessy that I drink, Doc. Believe.
Well, we hope y'all believe.
Y'all know
who this is. Appreciate you.
The people's hype, man. Red T. Let's go. I love you, Doc. I love y'all.
Love you back, man. I know my boy JP Finley, B. Mitch and Finley. I almost wait to hear when he drops in. We are absolutely on fire today. This is like, it's like going back to your class reunion. Heavy Metal, are you sure this is G from the shop or is it an impersonator?
I'm pretty sure we got him.
Mamba royalty. Oh my goodness. Dog, did you sleep last night? You doing an all-nighter? What's up, G?
Always, man. Vampire, man. You know, man. And you talking about them youth coaches, man. Little talking that truth, man. Because he said number 11 boys club, that's my father and my uncles in them boys clubs. Coach Sneed, definitely a legend. You know what I'm saying? He coached my Uncle Wright and my Uncle Charlie, man. So Little is on point with that. I just called up because, you know, you had Coach Butch. You know, that's my main man. But we definitely got to shout out them youth coaches, man, because the best coaches I ever had was Trevor Brown, Randy Thomas, my father, and Coach Daryl Moore, man, our Oxnard Boys and Girls Club, man. So, you know, it's in the water, man. We all connected, man.
No doubt. And that's coming out, too. I think this month is the month that will drop on, I think it's Netflix. But we will see that in the water.
Man, you know, that came on, that debuted first on Showtime, man. You know what I'm saying? Jimmy Jenkins.
So it's not a new version?
I don't know. You might be hipping me to something. But,
yeah,
you know,
I think so. I'll check it out more accurate over the weekend.
No, we live it every day. G got practice today with the Washington Warriors, man. The basketball, the football, the boxing never stop bouncing around this area.
Yeah.
And it's the mecca.
But, hey, man, it's always an honor to keep doing what you got doing because it is in the water, and the water boys are standard. And shout out to my guy down to 757. I'm going to holler at him, hopefully see him in person in May when I make that voyage.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him up here, Doc, but we definitely got to go support my man Jack. Jack, the human hard drive, got a draft party down 757. So I got to go see my brother, old Big Head Paul.
No question. Appreciate you, man. It is 11:21, Nation's Capital. Heavy Metal is in charge of everything technical. We're on a run. I take my orders from him, the BetQL listener line, 301-230-0980. Always Neil in Rockville. I can't repeat a lot of things that Neil states that puts in print. He is so hard on my dear friend Clarence Goldsboro Jr. Neil, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. It's not fair to Clarence. Clarence is a personal friend of mine. And I'm just not going to do it. But it is funny, as you always are. Big fella, want to hit a break or keep rolling?
Let's do a break. We got a few callers online. We can get back to them once we come back.
Yeah, we'll do that. Keep the lines lit. The BetQL listener hotline is on fire. 301-230-0980. Don't forget the one and only Smoking Al Kokin at High Noon.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
11:27 in the nation's capital. Don't forget, High Noon, the one and only Smoking Al Kokin. And talking Caps get set for Saturday. Puck drops at 3 p.m. against the Rangers. And, of course, the President's Cup, which we realize we've had that honor in the past. Hockey's probably the only sport that I know of to where, man, that puck bounces a lot of different ways. And if you got a gritty group of defensemen, you can control your destiny. And a netminder that's on fire. And I don't know if there's a few people that have a hotter guy between the pipes than we do. So, Lindgren. So, I'm going to like us based on what we've shown. Koken will definitely give us all the ins and the outs to doing that. Celebrating 5 years in advance for the Curly W's this weekend against the Strohs. Also, a way to flash back. And I only mention it because we were robbed due to the pandemic. You didn't get your victory lap as world champions, World Series champions. And boy, that hurts. God knows the revenue that was missed for our ownership group. Also being hamstrung by the Masson deal and the Orioles. So that's why I'm never angry when you start talking about what has happened, because we've been dealt a bad hand. I blame MLB for not stepping in with more force, allowing the Angelo situation to basically hold us hostage. And if you can't, I mean, look at the money that the Mets spend and the Dodgers spend and the Giants. I mean, even the Padres now spending big bank. So let's keep it real, man. I don't want to get off course because we start talking about the lack of competent front office and ownerships and management groups in pro sports makes me nauseous. JYD on two. Thank you for being patient.
Hey, ain't look here, Doc. It's like this. When it comes to you, Doc, you always answer my call. So I'm going to, if it takes an hour to talk to you, I'm going to do it. That's the way that we, that's the way we go. Now, as far as I hear all the guys calling in and all like that, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what the JYD will do for y'all. I will have Mahomes to come down to D.C. and coach up y'all's new quarterback or whatever.
Mahomes as coach. But we have Mahomes as coach.
Yeah. But it's nothing like having the real deal. He's going to come down here, you know, and talk.
Oh, come on, JYD. Do you want the father or the son? Come on, man.
But I'm going to tell you what, though, Doc. You know one thing? When you look back, when you look away from, you know, all this draft stuff, you know one thing? You think about all the cutthroat stuff that's going on in football and basketball and baseball. Look what they're saying now that what Robert Kraft did to Belichick. They say he told Arthur Blank, don't hire him, Belichick.
Well, that's allegedly, and Arthur Blank is a part of that fraternity. And Bill is no longer. Bill was an employee.
Yeah, but still.
Bill wasn't a partner.
But I'm talking about the cutthroat stuff. You're talking about this supposed to be your head coach. Even though you wind up letting him go, but y'all supposed to had that big little thing where y'all, you know, hugged and this and that and all that. And then I read about Magic. Magic Johnson, who's supposed to be in tight with the organization, supposed to be part owner or whatever, that gave up a lot of money. He wanted Belichick. And Josh Harris said, no, 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 no. He overruled him.
Well, yeah, and with that paper that he has, he's in a position to overrule him. Minority partner always gets trumped by majority.
But I'm just surprised. Here it is, you got a guy who you bought in because he's a champion and knows how to build whatever. And then you go out and he tells you about bringing in a guy who has – 6 rings and Magic's got 5 rings, and you trying to tell me that you're not going to take a look at this guy? I don't understand that.
I may have done the interview, but I can understand based on Bill's last 5 years, I'm with Josh. And all of his offspring failed miserably. And
talking about his offspring. We're talking about Bill Belichick. At least you should have brought in, at least bring the guy in and talk to him.
I'm going to tell you what, based on what I saw, I think they, you know, milk spoils. Everything has a date, has a lifetime, a lifeline. And I think that ship has sailed. I'd go thumbs down,
now.
Too.
I mean, you know, you have to bury the hatchet and forget about it. You don't let whatever. But and then one more thing, Doc. You got all these guys they bought in for all the quarterbacks and all this all in one day and see how they get along. What difference does it make? What difference does it make whether Jalen Daniels gets along with Penix or this guy or May or whatever? These guys, you would think he's going to draft all four quarterbacks.
Yeah, but they keep you off the scent. It was a diversion.
It ain't no scent because, hey, you got the number two pick. No, nobody can make a move because number one is already taken. Nobody can make a move unless you make a move.
Well, again, because it's the Bears, I don't trust anything out of all of them. Again, we put way too much credit on dysfunctional groups. Everybody picking early. It's early for a reason. And so I don't trust any of them. I'll believe it when I see it. JYD, have a good one, brother. Cliff, in the District of Columbia, you are next.
Hey, what's going on, Doc?
Hey, man, just trying to earn an honest living.
Yeah. First, I want to say shout out to Big Swaggy. I hope he's doing well continuously.
Yeah.
And hopefully this quarterback we get, hopefully it's Jaden Daniels. But like you said about the Bears, just because the Bears have the number one pick, it's not guaranteed that they're going to take Caleb Williams. They may switch up and take a Drake May or Jaden Daniels. We don't know who they're going to take.
You have no idea because it's the Bears.
If they do take Williams, then we take Daniels. And I'm going back to what Richard Pettibone pried the defense on, stopping the run. And I noticed the last couple of years, this defensive line has been getting pushed around and getting ran on. I don't hear nobody mentioning Washington should try to go out, even though they're getting defensive players, take a look. Take a look at Byron Murphy out of Texas. People say he's slow,
bad boy.
But he could be another Ted Washington. He could hold up that middle like Ted Washington used to do while everybody else
bad
was
in
the tackle.
But you got a lot of draft capital in that D-line already. Don't forget, I mean, you just got a lot of draft capital there, and you got to hope that this new group values them. If they don't, then you're right. They'll move on. But I don't know. That might be one of your richest positions. And you got other needs.
That team has the Mr. Irrelevant pick this year. I wouldn't be surprised if, even though they're taking the quarterback, if they're taking a quarterback at number two, if it's Daniels, and nobody's talking about it, I wouldn't be surprised if they take Jordan Travis as Mr. Irrelevant. And I sit back and listen.
Well, brother, if you think I have a comment about the last pick of the draft before the first one's been selected, then you got me confused with Sheehan, because I don't. I'll be just as surprised as everybody else when it happens. Because, again, we're asking to predict about people that are unpredictable. And it's these front office groups. And there's about a half a dozen of them that are very, very good at what they do. The rest of them are in by proxy. DMV Kale, what up?
What it do, Doc? How you been, bro?
Hey, man. Like I say, earning an honest living.
Hey, Doc, real quick, man, you got to give Kirby a call, man. He had a terrible accident playing around with the grandkids, ended up with 15 stitches. I'm going to let you call him and find out what's going on with our man. But I'm with you, Doc. I'm 100% with you. We're talking about front offices that we, as fans and as people that watch this thing, said red, 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 and they went blue. So, listen, y'all, Washington fans, enjoy the process, man. There are things finally happening here that we as fans don't understand. You know why? Because we haven't seen it done in so long. Bringing all them quarterbacks in, like Doc said, it's a smoke screen. You got to throw people off the scent, man. You have to. We don't want to be like a lot of people are with the WNBA draft and saying, you know, we should have picked up Reese. We should have had Reese. We don't know the background with that. Reese is from Baltimore. Maybe she didn't want to come near home is why she didn't end up with the Misfits. So because there's so many stories behind their moves, just enjoy the process, y'all. Let's have fun, man. Let's have fun and enjoy the process. Doc, you know I ain't got nothing but love for you, bro. Take it easy, and I'll holler at y'all later, DMV.
Appreciate that. A good deal. And Mr. Kirby, man, I hope if he got banged up, I hope he bounced back. That's not good. That's not good news. No, man, this is not. Look, I don't know Metal. I don't. Nobody has. Well, I say master a draft. How do you do that? You have to have a philosophy. It's amazing that the teams that win are the teams that are the best up front. Yet nobody really value. Well, I don't hear a lot of value on the big boys in the top five picks. No matter how good the offensive line is, alignment is, it's amazing to me. But it's a quarterback this, quarterback that. And I go, most are going to fail. I know it's hard to imagine that the way we are just talking about these six guys as if all six are going to end up playoff bound, all pro bound, blah, 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 blah. And I think the reality is that you're going to get one that's probably going to be special, maybe two. The rest of it, crapshoot. You know it, and I know it, but we just will not. I think part of it is that we love the chase. We are so conditioned to being into this right now, and we just feel like, well, we're watching all this film. We don't take into account who you're playing against. It really doesn't matter. I mean, if the SEC is the SEC, it should matter. Are you asking me not to factor in a guy who's playing against better competition, and I'm not factoring in? Hell, the Jets took the kid from BYU. How'd that work out? I just don't understand it. You take an undersized guy that's playing in a league that's questionable competition-wise, and yet the guy has not played worth a damn yet, and he's still going. We had a quarterback, took his team to the playoffs, who was home. The Jets are the most interesting team or organization going to me. It's amazing to me that they had a quarterback that knew their sit was in their system and he was at home till the Browns called him. And he led them to more success than they had. I need somebody to write me a letter and explain that one to me. And it's the NFL. It happens all the time. You cannot figure this out. Because once again, and I should have put a patent on this one, is that you got a league that you can be in dead last place and make a fortune. And you wonder why they stay stuck on stupid? Lack of incentive. To break, we go on that. Don't forget, top of the hour, the one and only, Smoking Al Kokin. 2024 NFL Draft. Listening to Brother Hoffman and the pride of Georgetown Prep, Anthony Haney. They're doing their mock draft yesterday. Of course, Ben Standig, who's a regular right here on the Sheehan Show, he is the best in the country at the mock draft. And I respect anybody that puts in the time to go through it, because you can't just BS your way through a mock draft. You got to put in time. and they all do a great, good job at it. And it's not easy. And it's not like you can be wrong. It's your opinion. And the thing I always find out about it that is so crazy is that it's the teams that are picking. The Bears. I mean, come on. Then the Commanders. Not the old Commanders group. That would be a really, that'd be like Saturday Night Live. That'd be a skit. Then you got the Patriots who in free fall. We have no idea what's happening. Arizona, when do you want me to stop laughing? Okay, and then the Chargers. Now, brand new program. Because if you want a guy who I can guarantee you I know what he's going to do. Because he never complicates it. The one thing that I would wager on is Jim Harbaugh's approach. Now, our approach ain't going to be a lot different than Jim's. Believe me on this one. Because teams that do things the right way, it's not really fancy. It's not really complicated. You may agree or disagree with the way, like this group thing they brought everybody in. They're just messing with you, man. They're just messing with you. But I like the strategy. Because if everybody comes in at once, who do you think they like? You have no idea. I like to get it together. Now, these guys are together a lot. All-star games, combines. You're looking for behavioral patterns. How these alphas, who's the real alpha? I mean, who really, really it's not about what you think it is. To me, I want to observe and see who is really the alpha. I would love to hear the discussion with our group afterwards. And the diversion is Top Golf. Brilliant. Brilliant. Man, I think that was stroke of genius. And then, of course, it makes the media run around, you know, like a chicken with your head cut off, trying to figure out everything. If you were to put a heavy metal version attuned to this, what would it be, Chris?
What do you mean like a heavy metal version? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I'm just saying this whole idea, the unknown, bringing all your 30 prospects together, doing something that's kind of out of the box.
I mean, it's not heavy metal, but it reminds me of like The Bachelor or something. You know?
Oh, you think more of that line? Okay.
It just seems like a reality show almost where you're like, what if this was a reality show and they're just like, yeah, meet the QBs, you know, and at the end of the show, you pick one, and each round there's some sort of thing they have to do. This one, you got to like throw through, a moving target or something, and the guy that gets the worst score is eliminated until you've got one left or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of cool to get them all together. I mean, as one of the players, I guarantee you the players probably were the most uncomfortable in this environment than everyone else's way of doing it, because they're comfortable going in one-on-one. Yeah, they're comfortable doing that. The combine and competing, but if no one, as they say, the Niners did it this way, and I tend to say, well, if the Niners did it that way, I'm a hell of a lot more inclined to go thumbs up on it than if you told me the Carolina Panthers did it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
I mean, what have the Niners done for the most part that hasn't worked? Or it hasn't been better than anything you've done.
Well, who's the quarterback they drafted last time?
Okay, but how did it affect them? They missed at the quarterback and still had a better record than you did the whole time.
Sure. I mean, they had Purdy. That was their saving grace on that.
No, they had Garoppolo. Well, and they had everybody they had was better than whoever you had through the same period of time. There was never a period of time that you were better than they were. And they blew it. And they were still better than you. That's my whole point. You got to be able to build your program so you can take a hit, make a mistake, and it not kill you, it not cripple you. The bad programs can't. This one-shot Willie. They make a shot, it goes out, they're done. They're toast. Last place. When is the last time the Niners have been in last place?
I don't know. I'd have to look that one up. I don't know. But I would bet it was a year somebody had, like, a serious injury. That would be my guess.
Somebody? I would say it would have to have been the bus turned over. We're in last place so often, I think you take it for granted. That's why what the Capitals did this year is amazing. It's amazing. I mean, teams that settle for last place, you get used to being in last place. That means of all your competitors, you sucked. You're in last place. The NFL guide comes out, and what you're in last place. You got the worst in everything. And yet you made a profit. That's the problem. That's the problem. Not enough pain endured. You run around like you're a big shot. That level of arrogance out of that building with that group of clowns they had to me was unprecedented. It's amazing. And that's what happens. We ended up allowing this to happen. They take advantage of your fan base. You have to have a standard of what you'll accept and what you won't accept. And we were suckers. We got played. We got played because of our passion for it. And if you get some people in that have no scruples whatsoever, then you get played. This group here, I don't sense any of that. They're coming at this the right way. Now, they're going to be judged, too, by wins and losses. I'd be stunned if this group, now, you know, you can have some bad things happen to you, but I don't sense that. There's a way to do this. We saw it done. We lived it. We went through it. And that's what I think is the key to getting this done. Now, the quarterback is important. Again, it's just 12. Some of you may argue. Maybe you think there's 15. Some of you may think there's only 9. But I guarantee you it's less than 32. Think about it. No other sport is this weak at a primary position. Not at all. Name one. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. And if you're not throwing everything you have at the quarterback, not only the position, but at the development. That's why Joe Gibbs, to me, I've never seen anybody do what he did. He dedicated a coach to two people every day to the development of the quarterback. And every one of those kids got money, got paid, and most of them all won. And nobody else has done that since then? And you call me crazy? Really? Really? Okay. I think that you're missing the boat on this. You got played, Slim. And I say you got played. You got stuck up in broad daylight by a bank robber. And now we come in. I like the people calling in. Look, don't take an investor as a person in management. Just because you have money does not put you in a position to say that you can develop a program. Stop it. Not everybody's doing it. And this is not something part-time. If you want to do this, you got to be full-time, all in it. That knocks out a lot of people because some people want to have the lifestyle. They want to have their personal life. If they're a celebrity, they want to be a celebrity. This job requires that you grind 24/7, 365 until you kiss the Lombardi. And if you're not willing to do that, then go ahead on and do you. It's not going to work. That's why the last guy that was here that has a street named after him, he slept at the park 3 days a week. To break we go. Coking at the top of the hour.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.